This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Claudette, the storm blamed for killing 13 people in Alabama, is regaining strength this morning and is expected to ramp up into a tropical storm as it nears the coast of the Carolinas. The National Weather Service says the Northeast could see severe storms today. The Pacific Northwest may see record-breaking heat. A tornado hit suburban Chicago overnight. Some injuries reported in Naperville, though we don't have any details. Video shows big trees down and damage to homes and vehicles. The director of a hospital in Massachusetts says they haven't seen anything like this in decades. A shortage of blood donations that's affecting surgeries. Here's our Ben Thomas.
Some New England hospitals are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of a shortage of blood donations during the pandemic.
They say there are a number of reasons for this, including the typical summer drop in blood donations. Brazil's COVID-19 death toll is now second only to the U.S., past 500,000, and protesters showed up in the streets over the weekend, angry at President Bolsonaro. Here's our Karen Chamas.
Thousands gathered in Rio de Janeiro, holding posters and flags saying, "Get out, Bolsonaro," and 500,000 deaths, his fault. Similar marches took place in at least 22 of Brazil's 26 states. The protests were promoted by opposition parties, emboldened by the president's declining poll ratings as next year's presidential race looms. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters have held rallies over the past month to show their support for his decision to dismiss coronavirus restrictions in favor of protecting businesses. Critics say such measures have contributed to a soaring death toll and a sluggish vaccine campaign. I'm Karen Chamas.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California will pay off all the past due rent that accumulated in California because of the fallout from the pandemic. This is AP News. A first-timer wins the U.S. Open. Here's Graham Agars.
Just 2 weeks after a devastating positive COVID test while leading the Memorial Tournament, John Rahm has broken through for his first major win at the U.S. Open. He finished with a tournament low round 67 to finish at 6-under. He then watched as his rivals crashed one by one, with South African Louis Oosthuizen the last to stumble, blowing his chances with a bogey at 17 to finish second at 5-under. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau, leading early on, was 8-over on his final nine and finished 8 shots back. I'm Graham Agars.
Will Smith, star of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, among others, has been writing his memoir. It'll be released on November 9th. He says he's finally ready to tell his story. He's been working on this book for 2 years. It'll be published by Penguin Press. He says it's been a labor of love. It'll tell the story of his life and his career. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.